1 Kings chapter 2. When David's time to die drew near, he charged his son Solomon, saying, I am about to go the way of all the earth. Be strong, be courageous, and keep the charge of the Lord your God, walking in his ways and keeping his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances, and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, so that you may prosper in all that you do and wherever you turn. Then the Lord will establish his word that he spoke concerning me. If your heirs take heed to their way, to walk before me in faithfulness, with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail you a successor on the throne of Israel. Moreover, you know also what Joab son of Zeruiah did to me, how he dealt with the two commanders of the armies of Israel, Abner son of Ner, and Amasa son of Jether, whom he murdered, retaliating in time of peace for blood that had been shed in war, and putting the blood of war on the belt around his waist, and on the sandals on his feet. Act therefore according to your wisdom, but do not let his gray head go down to Sheol in peace. Deal loyally, however, with the sons of Barzillai the Gileadite, and let them be among those who eat at your table, for with such loyalty they met me when I fled from your brother Absalom. There is also with you Shimei, son of Gera, the Benjaminite from Bahurim, who cursed me with a terrible curse on the day when I went to Mahanaim. But when he came down to meet me at the Jordan, I swore to him by the Lord, I will not put you to death with a sword. Therefore do not hold him guiltless, for you are a wise man. You will know what you ought to do to him, and you must bring his gray head down with blood to Sheol. Then David slept with his ancestors, and was buried in the city of David. The time that David reigned over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron, and 33 years in Jerusalem. So Solomon sat on the throne of his father David, and his kingdom was firmly established. Then Adonijah son of Haggith came to Bathsheba, Solomon's mother. She asked, Do you come peaceably? He said, Peaceably. Then he said, May I have a word with you? She said, Go on. He said, You know that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel expected me to reign. However, the kingdom has turned about and become my brother's, for it was his from the Lord. And now I have one request to make of you. Do not refuse me. She said to him, Go on. He said, Please ask King Solomon, he will not refuse you, to give me Abishag the Shunammite as my wife. Bathsheba said, Very well, I will speak to the king on your behalf. So Bathsheba went to King Solomon to speak to him on behalf of Adonijah. The king rose to meet her and bowed down to her. Then he sat on his throne and had a throne brought for the king's mother, and she sat on his right. Then she said, I have one small request to make of you. Do not refuse me. And the king said to her, Make your request, my mother, for I will not refuse you. She said, Let Abishag the Shunammite be given to your brother Adonijah as his wife. King Solomon answered his mother, And why do you ask Abishag the Shunammite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom as well, for he is my elder brother. Ask not only for him, but also for the priest Abiathar and for Joab son of Zeruiah. Then King Solomon swore by the Lord, So may God do to me and more also, for Adonijah has devised this scheme at the risk of his life. Now therefore, as the Lord lives, who has established me and placed me on the throne of my father David, and who has made me a house as he promised, today Adonijah shall be put to death. So King Solomon sent Benaiah son of Jehoiada. He struck him down, and he died. The king said to the priest Abiathar, Go to Anathoth, to your estate, for you deserve death. But I will not at this time put you to death, because you carried the ark of the Lord God before my father David, and because you shared in all the hardships my father endured. So Solomon banished Abiathar from being priest to the Lord, thus fulfilling the word of the Lord that he had spoken concerning the house of Eli in Shiloh. When the news came to Joab, for Joab had supported Adonijah, though he had not supported Absalom, Joab fled to the tent of the Lord and grasped the horns of the altar. When it was told King Solomon, Joab has fled to the tent of the Lord, and now is beside the altar, Solomon sent Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, saying, Go, strike him down. So Benaiah came to the tent of the Lord and said to him, The king commands, come out. But he said, No, I will die here. Then Benaiah brought the king word again, saying, Thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. The king replied to him, Do as he has said, strike him down and bury him, and thus take away from me and from my father's house the guilt for the blood that Joab shed without cause. The Lord will bring back his bloody deeds on his own head, because without the knowledge of my father David he attacked and killed with a sword two men more righteous and better than himself, Abner son of Ner, commander of the army of Israel, and Amasa son of Jether, commander of the army of Judah. So shall their blood come back on the head of Joab, and on the head of his descendants for ever. But to David, and to his descendants, and to his house, and to his throne, there shall be peace from the Lord for evermore. Then Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, went up, and struck him down, and killed him. And he was buried at his own house near the wilderness. The king put Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, over the army in his place. And the king put the priest Zadok in the place of Abiathar. Then the king sent and summoned Shimei, and said to him, Build yourself a house in Jerusalem, and live there, and do not go out from there to any place whatever. For on the day you go out, and cross the Wadi Kidron, know for certain that you shall die. Your blood shall be on your own head. And Shimei said to the king, The sentence is fair. As my lord the king has said, so will your servant do. So Shimei lived in Jerusalem many days. But it happened at the end of 3 years that two of Shimei's slaves ran away to King Achish, son of Maacah of Gath. When it was told Shimei, Your slaves are in Gath, Shimei arose and saddled a donkey and went to Achish in Gath to search for his slaves. Shimei went and brought his slaves from Gath. When Solomon was told that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and returned, the king sent and summoned Shimei and said to him, Did I not make you swear by the Lord and solemnly adjure you, saying, Know for certain that on the day you go out and go to any place whatever, you shall die. And you said to me, The sentence is fair, I accept. Why then have you not kept your oath to the Lord and the commandment with which I charged you? The king also said to Shimei, You know in your own heart all the evil that you did to my father David. So the Lord will bring back your evil on your own head. But King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord for ever. Then the king commanded Benaiah son of Jehoiada, and he went out and struck him down, and he died. So the kingdom was established in the hand of Solomon. 1 Kings chapter 3 Solomon made a marriage alliance with Pharaoh king of Egypt. He took Pharaoh's daughter and brought her into the city of David, until he had finished building his own house, and the house of the Lord, and the wall around Jerusalem. The people were sacrificing at the high places, however, because no house had yet been built for the name of the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of his father David, only he sacrificed and offered incense at the high places. The king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the principal high place. Solomon used to offer 1,000 burnt offerings on that altar. At Gibeon the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask what I should give you. And Solomon said, You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant my father David, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne today. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of my father David, although I am only a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of the people whom you have chosen, a great people, so numerous they cannot be numbered or counted. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, able to discern between good and evil, for who can govern this your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this. God said to him, Because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches, or for the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, I now do according to your word. Indeed, I give you a wise and discerning mind. No one like you has been before you, and no one like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked. both riches and honor all your life. No other king shall compare with you. If you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your life." Then Solomon awoke. It had been a dream. He came to Jerusalem, where he stood before the ark of the covenant of the Lord. He offered up burnt offerings, and offerings of well-being, and provided a feast for all his servants. Later, two women who were prostitutes came to the king and stood before him. The one woman said, "Please, my lord, this woman and I live in the same house, and I gave birth while she was in the house. Then on the third day after I gave birth, this woman also gave birth. We were together. There was no one else with us in the house. Only the two of us were in the house. Then this woman's son died in the night because she lay on him. She got up in the middle of the night and took my son from beside me while your servant slept. She laid him at her breast and laid her dead son at my breast. When I rose in the morning to nurse my son, I saw that he was dead. But when I looked at him closely in the morning, clearly it was not the son I had borne." But the other woman said, "No, the living son is mine, and the dead son is yours." The first said, "No, the dead son is yours, and the living son is mine." So they argued before the king. Then the king said, "The one says, 'This is my son that is alive, and your son is dead,' while the other says, 'Not so, your son is dead, and my son is the living one.'" So the king said, "Bring me a sword." And they brought a sword before the king. The king said, "Divide the living boy in two, then give half to the one and half to the other." But the woman whose son was alive said to the king, because compassion for her son burned within her, "Please, my lord, give her the living boy. Certainly do not kill him." The other said, "It shall be neither mine nor yours. Divide it." Then the king responded, "Give the first woman the living boy. Do not kill him. She is his mother." All Israel heard of the judgment that the king had rendered, and they stood in awe of the king, because they perceived that the wisdom of God was in him to execute justice. 1 Kings chapter 4. King Solomon was king over all Israel, and these were his high officials. Azariah, son of Zadok, was the priest. Elihoreph and Ahijah, sons of Shisha, were secretaries. Jehoshaphat, son of Ahilud, was recorder. Benaiah, son of Jehoiada, was in command of the army. Zadok and Abiathar were priests. Azariah, son of Nathan, was over the officials. Zabud, son of Nathan, was priest and king's friend. Ahishar was in charge of the palace, and Adoniram, son of Abda, was in charge of the forced labor. Solomon had 12 officials over all Israel, who provided food for the king and his household. Each one had to make provision for 1 month in the year. These were their names: Ben-Hur, in the hill country of Ephraim; Ben-Deker, in Machaz; Shaalbim, Beth-Shemesh, and Elon-Beth-Hanan; Ben-Hesed, in Aruboth, to him belonged Succo and all the land of Hefer; Ben-Abinadab, in all Naphoth-Dor. He had Taphath, Solomon's daughter, as his wife; Beana, son of Ahilud, in Teanach; Megiddo, and all Beth-Shean, which is beside Zarethan below Jezreel, and from Beth-Shean to Abel-Meholah, as far as the other side of Jokmeam; Ben-Geber, in Ramoth-Gilead. He had the villages of Jair, son of Manasseh, which are in Gilead, and he had the region of Argob, which is in Bashan, 60 great cities with walls and bronze bars; Ahinadab, son of Iddo, in Mahanaim; Ahimaaz, in Naphtali. He had taken Basemath, Solomon's daughter, as his wife; Beana, son of Hushai, in Asher and Beeloth; Jehoshaphat, son of Paruah, in Issachar; Shimei, son of Elah, in Benjamin; Geber, son of Uri, in the land of Gilead, the country of King Sihon of the Amorites, and of King Og of Bashan. And there was one official in the land of Judah. Judah and Israel were as numerous as the sand by the sea. They ate and drank and were happy. Solomon was sovereign over all the kingdoms from the Euphrates to the land of the Philistines, even to the border of Egypt. They brought tribute and served Solomon all the days of his life. Solomon's provision for one day was 30 cores of choice flour and 60 cores of meal, 10 fat oxen, and 20 pasture-fed cattle, 100 sheep, besides deer, gazelles, roebucks, and fatted fowl. For he had dominion over all the region west of the Euphrates, from Tifsa to Gaza, over all the kings west of the Euphrates, and he had peace on all sides. During Solomon's lifetime, Judah and Israel lived in safety, from Dan even to Beersheba, all of them under their vines and fig trees. Solomon also had 40,000 stalls of horses for his chariots, and 12,000 horsemen. Those officials supplied provisions for King Solomon and for all who came to King Solomon's table, each one in his month. They let nothing be lacking. They also brought to the required place barley and straw for the horses and swift steeds, each according to his charge. God gave Solomon very great wisdom, discernment, and breadth of understanding as vast as the sand on the seashore, so that Solomon's wisdom surpassed the wisdom of all the people of the East and all the wisdom of Egypt. He was wiser than anyone else, wiser than Ethan the Ezrahite, and Heman, Calcol, and Darda, children of Mahol. His fame spread throughout all the surrounding nations. He composed 3,000 proverbs, and his songs numbered 1,005. He would speak of trees, from the cedar that is in the Lebanon to the hyssop that grows in the wall. He would speak of animals and birds and reptiles and fish. People came from all the nations to hear the wisdom of Solomon. They came from all the kings of the earth who had heard of his wisdom.